Episode 374, The Rant, Devin Ellaby, and Ralph the Ref. It's been a while. I chop it up with longtime friend and developing multi-sport official, Devin Ellaby, where we talk about the basketball season that was, their experience taking the girls' lacrosse officiating class, and so much more. Spring has sprung, so we also get into flag football and the softball season upcoming. My conversation, recap of the season with Devin, coming up right now. The Rant has been brought to you by the Premier Flag Football League of LI, Long Island Legends. It's an adult flag football league which has a multitude of fields in both Nassau and Suffolk County with games played on Sundays. The spring season is upon us and is rapidly approaching, starting April 7th. Interested in signing up a team? Interested individually coming on as a free agent? What about reffing? Be sure to follow and DM us at LI Legends on Instagram. Welcome to another edition of The Rant. I'm your host, Ralph the Ref. I'm with a super special guest. This is such an honor for me because we talked about this off air, just about so many things that I can articulate of the machinations of like what you need to look like a ref, what do you need to do in certain situations. And like, it's really cool to see people grow, not necessarily all the way under my tutelage, but just listening to like just the little things that I have to say. You know, an amazing gentleman that I used to play flag football with. I've been trying to get him on this pod, but he was like, I don't want to be on it. But somebody that's at this point, year two for basketball, been doing flag football for a while, but used to be on my original flag football team. The same team that I ended up learning how to get into reffing. But Mr. Devin Ellaby, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's really weird because I've been trying to get you on this. Like, I'm like, just want to hear.
I know.
So what made you want to finally get on the mic?
Hey, yo. You know what it is?
You're like, you know what? I heard so many podcasts. I think I could finally be on one.
Nah. You know, now that I'm kind of in this same, you know, reffing.
Oh, you at my level now is what you're saying?
Not at all. I'm now kind of going through some of the same things that you mentioned before. Some of the same experiences. I completed the first full year, I guess, of going through the, you know, school season. And I'm parlaying that with actually listening to, you know, your other episodes. Some of them didn't really hit me, I guess, the way I would or you would, you know, understand, I guess, if you're not in the actual field of reffing. Mm-hmm. Like, listening to it is just, you know, it's good. You see, while you're working or something, or while you're doing something, you just, it's just whatever, it's conversations going on. But when you're going through those things and you hear those stories and hear those experiences, you're like, it feels different to you. Like, okay, I understand that. I remember that. I know that place. I know that person.
Right.
And I kind of felt like now I have more to offer, I guess. I have something to say. And that's really why, you know, I felt like, okay, I could come on now and give my little two cents, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it's much needed help, something that, you know, I spent like the last 2 months, like you could see how tight it is and clean it is here. Like, I think aesthetically speaking, it makes you feel like a very creative. By the way, when I first moved here, I thought this was like cops, like gunshots. My wife, first time she heard it, she's like, oh my God, what do we do? But it's the fire department.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it don't sound like that when you first end up here. But, you know, I was able to work on my home office inside, which is like overlooking the balcony, which overlooks the chop shop. Mm-hmm. But slowly but surely, what the biggest piece to fall was back in November, my boy Ross, shout out to Ross. He was gracious enough to know a family that was in Rockefeller Center where their parents were ending up getting older. And they had, you know, a couple of furniture pieces. And he knew, like, you know, I'm always in a market of just, like, trying to improve this place. So he thought about me, and he had, like, this real nice round white table. And he had this nice sofa, which before, if you could envision, you could see, like, where the whiteboard is. The left side of the whiteboard was where the last couch stopped. But now it goes all the way around. So now it makes it in a way where, like, everything... What's so cool about it is that every... I feel like every passing day, I'm just constantly thinking about improvement here. So, like, sometimes, like, a shoe drops. Like, that TV used to be over there. And as you can see, there's the remnants of the... But now that I moved it there, it's just more functional in so many different ways. And that wouldn't be possible if that wasn't extended or this TV wasn't there or that TV wasn't there. And it just... Well, it's cool that it... It pieces all
pieces
together.
Pieces together, yeah.
But, you know, I just think, and shout out to Irv Armand. We're going to get into him. I don't even think I told you this. I got back into girls lacrosse because of one conversation that Irv and I had. And I got him into baseball. I got him into flag football. I got into a whole bunch of things. But one sport that we did do together was girls lacrosse. I did it during the pandemic. Our field test was supposed to be the same day everything shut down, but Irv ended up continuing to do it. And you could genuinely hear, like, how much he was happy that they were supportive of him, probably in a way something that I didn't do at all, that he was getting, you know, he was doing well in. And, you know, that always intrigued me. So, you know, when he passed away and I really self-reflected, I was like, you know what, I kind of told Jimmy... who I did not know who was going to be the teacher. I didn't know he was going to be the teacher. His daughter's on my volleyball team. And I was just kind of, you know, she was telling me, like, my dad's a girls' college lacrosse. I'm like, what? That makes no sense because he's the football coach at Kellenberg. So, like, I know him from a completely different context. But, like, you know, just for him to observe as a parent and, like, understanding, like, the gauntlet that his daughter's going through, you know, I just sparked up a conversation where I'll never forget. We were at... Francis Lewis High School.
Franny Lou.
Yeah. And we were at a tournament. It was like all day. It was raining, kind of like today. And I told them about my situation. My field test was like the day everything shut down. And then they asking me for like money for dues. I'm like, I don't get it. So he's like, I'll talk to them. And then he was like, not only did I talk to them, you're in and I'm the teacher. I was like, what? That makes no sense. So that's when I started telling all of y'all, you know, get up on this. And I think that's cool because, you know, you identify me as a veteran in a specific sport. You're a little bit further in another sport. But here it's like we were able to, even though I did it before, it was like I just took that all away. I just was like, you know, I'm brand new. I'm not going to talk about when I did it before. We're just going to do it the same. So, and this is probably a new experience because, you know, girls lacrosse. I don't know if I'm speaking for Devin, but both of us combined, I think we have a knowledge base of like 2%.
If that.
I don't know nothing about no girls lacrosse, but what was your experience like taking that class?
It was good. I actually enjoyed it. It's cool going into something with like a clean slate, not knowing nothing, and then this whatever you pick up is what you learn is the newest thing that day. Like, okay, cool, you know. It's different. So I'm here for it, you know. It's well, much different than basketball.
I know y'all ain't ringing like me. I already had some games, but I'm gonna say this:
Saturday.
Yeah, you got the fear of God, don't you?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Sunday is my PAO first game, so we'll see how that goes.
Nervous?
No. Ask me again. You know, Saturday morning around 9 o'clock. I'll say Sunday around 9 o'clock. Ask me then. But now I'm cool now. You know. I probably do a little, you know, studying, a little prepping beforehand and, you know.
Yeah, I suggest bringing the rule book with you open.
Oh, definitely.
And calling someone and go, you know what? It's this right here. Look at this illustration. Illustration 1-14. That's what you did 2 minutes going this way. I have no clue what's going on, but I'll give you a couple of observations that I have as
mayor,
basketball rep. What I do appreciate about Girls Lacrosse from the two games that I've done so far in my whole entire life is that a lot of it is, you know, in basketball, I feel like you go 5:37, this is what you should have done.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, that makes sense. The difference between that and lacrosse is that there's so many different ways you can interpret one action.
It's more gray.
And depending on your severity of, like, safety, that's what the call is. And instead of basketball, you're doing so much more direct. No, you go here. You go here. Because no one knows anything. And what I really, really, really like about it is that the parents know less than what you know. So in basketball, everyone in their mind, like, right now we watching the halftime report of the Oklahoma City game and 76ers. And then we got the boys' version of the high school McDonald's All-American game, which we just saw. We'll get into that Luha situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we inundated with basketball. There's never been one time I've been in a chop shop, nor anywhere I've ever lived, where we, like, get hyped up for the lacrosse championship game. But, truth be told, Long Island is a hotbed for it. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to tell you, I see the potential of what this could be. And we'll talk about this because this is why we really on. It's more of like the recap of basketball and just like what we've been through since volleyball ended, because basketball just seems like a marathon. But what I like about lacrosse is that it has nothing to do with anything that I've ever experienced in basketball. It's just like opening up a different side of your brain. So your first game is on Saturday and you're not nervous. Do you feel like that class really prepared you at the very least to just have your wits about you?
Yeah, I would say so. Everyone was very supportive, you know, from the instructors to even just our classmates, whatever. I just always felt like, you know, if I didn't know, someone there would at least let me know, or at least point me in the right direction, I felt. So, yeah, it was cool.
Not only did they point you in the right direction, they show you that we're all united in not knowing.
Yes. Knowing faith the fun, you're right.
I mean, I was definitely self, like, letting y'all know, like, like I told you, don't expect no leadership out of me. So I want to go back to early November. And I think when I tell you some things and I tell you, like, what's kind of happen,
mm-hmm.
you probably think that's weird that I know to the T, like, what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's far away from me, but
many years ago.
I know what it feel like, though. You know, I know what it feel like to, and, you know, like, I was feeling myself, like, I knew what I could do in flag football. Mm-hmm. It's just that, like, I didn't know how to navigate the world. And I just had no connections like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, in that situation, you really have to, like, do what you do. So, I want to say, first and foremost, I want to say my goal every year, year in and year out, aside from doing the best that I could possibly do, is I want to, at the very least, improve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the basis of anything that I try to do. I'm not even trying to, like, but what I'll say to you is when you've already achieved a level of success, it's really hard to not only sustain that level of success, but surpass that level of success when you've gotten so far the year before that.
Yeah.
So I can honestly say this has been the sixth year where it's been progressive success that I got a little further and further.
Okay.
Which every year towards the end, I'm like, I find it hard to believe that I'm ever going to be able to top it. And I do. But that's never the mindset when you're going through it. Now, I just go back to, like, you know, the whole shock of, like, volleyball being gone, because there's a week between when volleyball ends and basketball begins. And I take that week off only to self-reflect because, like, I got to shave my beard. I might have to open a rule book.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to, like, submit, like, a test. And, like, I'm just not in that mode yet. I'm just not. I've been coaching this long. So this year, definitely, my cobwebs were wild. Like, I just... It took me a little while, but then I think I had my first boys game and I went, oh yeah, I remember that I got to run like this. Tell me what your mindset was in November, because, you know, last year you didn't really have that many middle school games. You didn't have any.
Yeah, no.
Right? So yeah. I'm looking at you like, you already wasted a year. Like,
yeah.
So tell me what November brought and like what you were doing?
So November, I was doing, you know, the bare minimum, you know, the little reg games, the league, you know, little whatever games. And I just remembered, okay, it's gonna start to get real soon, I know. And real, your real, my real is obviously is different much, you know. I was getting new experiences. I was getting things that I hadn't seen before. So I think
your reel is harder than my reel.
And well, harder compared to what you when you started?
No, I mean like my reel is like I'm still understanding of like what it's gonna be, even though I might not have done it.
Okay.
I've been through too many of the same type of experiences to just know that like
yeah.
People care about this mm-hmm. more than normal. Right? But where you're at is like you're still trying to get you're still trying to master the reffing part.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Once you master the reffing part, it's a different ball game. But yes. Go ahead.
But so yes, you're mastering the reffing part. You're mastering the so a major part of reffing is just talking to people, just knowing how to actually just, you know, have a conversation with someone that doesn't have to actually do with the actual reffing or, you know, calling it how it is. It's a matter of just listening to what someone says. It could be a complaint from a parent, could be a complaint from a coach, even a player. Just hearing what they say and not internalizing it, not taking it personally and being like, oh, okay, they're coming at me because I did this. And not, you know, just hearing what they say. You know, taking it in and figuring out how you're going to deal with that. You know, are they right? Are they wrong? Are you going to, you know, adapt that and change with your approach? Whatever it may be. But that is one of the major things in regards to me. Like, listen, I'm going to miss calls. We all know refs going to miss calls, whatever. I'm not going to see things that might be out of position, whatever. I'm still, you know, a year, 2 years in, whatever. So I understand that whole part of it. But just things outside of actually, well, I mean, I guess it is part of reffing, right? But things not dealing with, you know, the X and O's, the stripes of, well, whatever the term is, of actually reffing is what I'm still kind of, you know, trying to figure out and everything. So, and also, you know, being more confident and having a stronger whistle and all the other things besides, you know, being in position and having, you know.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is, you know. But I enjoy it, though.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And that's the way you should feel because... I mean, I'm not 100. I mean, you know, I've been doing it 10 years, but
yeah.
I never feel like I'm ever going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do the best that I can. Mm-hmm. And trust, once you master the whole thing, that's when the real fun begins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very interested for you to get up to that point. So I want to say December was when I started getting, like, you know, some serious games. And, like, you don't really think about it until, like, you go like, oh, look who's in the stands. Oh, wow, there's a whole bunch of coaches here. And, oh, there's a lot of refs here. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think I had like maybe 40 of those games, which is a lot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's a lot. So, you know, I got to perform. And that comes with a different responsibility because aside from mastering it, you know, I'm at the point of like, they trust me to be on these games because, you know, it's going to be... not as many mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really what reffing is about. Like, you know, you could be a master of the rules, like, you know, some people I know, mm-hmm. or you could be game managers like me.
That's what it is, you know, policing and managing the game.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to give a special shout out to two of my mentors. One is Kaz DeLillo. You know, I just want to say that... it probably would be hard for him to justify all the games he give me, but it probably isn't hard to justify when I do my part and I show up on the court and I do my thing. You know, I could understand if I wasn't doing my thing and I was getting them games. Mm-hmm. That's a different story, but I appreciate everything that you've done for me, all your guidance, your wisdom, your patience, your ability to just, like, you know, make right decisions how you see fit. And, you know, I appreciate the talk that you gave me all those years back when you told me that I'm wasting my time reffing in the city. Because I really do enjoy having the GPSA, you know, at sometimes like 6 minutes from my house, which is much appreciated. And then Ernie Rudloff, interpreter of Board 119, the professionals. You know, thank you for the opportunity. First of all, thank you for your friendship. Probably weird meeting somebody like 40 years later in your reffing career, and you bond with. Thankful for all the premier Lujah games that I had a fortunate circumstance to be participating in, that just being the same, you know, floor, running back and forth with these amazing athletes that I just saw play in the All-American McDonald's game, which is, you know, that's weird. Weird that I live like in proximity to the number one team in the country, which is also going for the national title. So thank you for, you know, those spotlight games. And then, you know, John Papa, who always feed me in the underground. And I think I put a lot of pride into that of, you know, being able to go back and forth between both worlds, being malleable, not being too big for, you know, a situation. And, we talked about off air about just graduating certain situations. That don't mean I'm above a game.
Yeah.
Like, I'll ref whatever. I just enjoy reffing so much. So, you know, and then January came. I'd say, like, around late January, February. That's when your season starts ramping up, right? Your middle school games. So just talk about your experience doing these middle school games.
It's funny. I'm in a... It was a weird situation. Not even weird. It was unique in the sense that, as I mentioned, you know, last year I didn't really do the middle school games. And then this year, my first games was JV games. So I'm starting out with, you know, whatever amount of games of JV games before I even get to the middle school games. So I'm getting, and I guess they weren't the top end of players, or I guess, you know, I don't want to besmirch anyone's school, but, you know, the games are okay. Nothing special, but just the experience I was getting was, you know, a little more than others who was starting, I guess, middle school and worked their way, whatever. But, yeah, once I did the JV game, the middle school game was nothing to me, you know, and I know I shouldn't have treated it like that, but, you know, and it's the game wasn't given the same, you know, gravitas as, you know, the JV games was, obviously. But, you know, it was cool. It was just, once I got, you know, into a rhythm of, you know, how to approach each game and come in and, you know, greet everyone and you know, start the game, you know, it was cool. It was nothing, you know.
I think it's an excellent experience.
Yeah.
I'm definitely sad I don't get none of them games no more.
you miss know. It?
Yeah, I miss it, man. It's like, but you know what, though? Last year I had like three games, and I noticed how out of place I was.
Mm.
Like, whoa, this ref is too polished. Uh-huh, like, he don't belong here at all. Because you can see, like, this guy just got hired as a math teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? he's here. This is what he's here for.
Yeah.
So, you know, I respect that whole hustle. But I want to say by the time it was late January, early February is like, you know, you'll get like, you don't realize it, but you do, because all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is senior night. And there was like a 2-week period where I was doing like, I'll give you an example. I did Carl Place versus East Rockaway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there, right? And it was crazy. Shout out to Emma Poland and her mom, Sherry Poland. Coach of East Rockaway, Nassau Defensive Player of the Year was Emma. And you know what's so crazy? I spent all this time reffing her during the summer when she was like in eighth grade, ninth grade. I knew that was her mom. Mm. But just to think of that, all these years have elapsed. I've grown with them at the same time. She's finally a senior Defensive Player of the Year. I have the fortunate circumstance. Now I'm burnt. Like, I don't want to ref no more. But here I am at East Rockaway High School, seeing the heart and soul of the East Rockaway community, Emma Poland, on a senior night. And her mom is the coach, and she's doing the speech, and she's, like, holding back tears. And I'm like, I can't believe the fortune that I'm at this game. Like, yeah, I'm reffing, but, like, wow, it's like, who would have thought that one day this ninth grader would be this good, and I would do her last regular season game. At East Rockaway. So it was a weird thing, and she played well. It was a very surreal
moment.
That's
dope, though. You know, like, that's something you talked about, goals earlier. That's kind of like a goal that I have. Like, you know, like, I've obviously I've done the AAU type of games or whatever starting off, and you know, I've seen some of these kids, you know, whatever, the PALs and all these type of games, and I kind of look forward to growing with them, whatever, I guess. So, like, you know, while they're in whatever third grade, fourth grade, sixth grade, you know, over a few years, obviously I want to work my way up to varsity level and want to be able to see them, you know, as they ascend to, you know, JV, varsity, and when they're graduating, I want to be, oh, I remember you from so-and-so or whatever. And, you know, it's kind of something I look forward to doing, you know.
Yeah, then I'm like, you still as bad as when I saw you 8 years ago. But, you know, I was able to do a lot of playoff games. I finally did my first boys championship game, which was like amazing because I did it with one of my best friends, Greg. Shout out to Greg. You're the chosen one. My man D1 all the way. But me and him's been on the trenches and we had a wild game. We had Chaminade versus St. Mary's and it was like a dream that I was able to do a boys championship game for the first time. So, and then I was able to do the B championship, Carl Place versus East Rockaway, which was like amazing. I was able to, I felt like I reffed at Farmingdale State like 10 times. And then I was able to do the Catholic League championship where St. Mary's lost inexplicably to the Sacred Heart, which was, I guess that was cool to watch that. And they deserved it. They played so well that night. And, you know, credit to them. And I was able to do the AA state championship, which was always my goal, to finally do the AA state championship. I've done the A, I've done the B, and I've been gunning for the AA, and I finally got it. So it's cool to, you know, mark, you know, have all these goals and be able to have another notch on your belt, because, like, you know, sometimes, like, I went to federations, they don't have that anymore, which is the state champions versus the state championships. I already did that. So all of the goals that I have high school wise is backwards because I already done been to the pinnacle. But I still got goals. Like, I still want to achieve things. So, but all the while, like all those games, I was already burnt. So that's why I was happy to break up the monotony. We had the lacrosse class and I really got into it. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to that. But yeah, that's my recap. But now I'm trying to get back to this art thing. You see my all my facial hair is back. I feel great.
So what are you going to do come lacrosse season, though? You going to cut it? Or you going to just let it be?
I'm cutting it after volleyball season. That's how I know. Back to basketball. Back to...
So you're not giving lacrosse yet that same energy you did towards lacrosse?
No, because you're allowed to have it.
Oh, really? Okay.
The only sport you're not allowed to have it is basketball.
Listen, I'm on the bottom of the totem. I don't know nothing. I'm just... Whatever. I haven't gotten there yet to... Hey, I just got contacts in, so I'm baby steps to you know, becoming a more professional looking ref. So,
all right, well, you're getting there. So, before we wrap this up, I did have a question for you. So, you know, as we're watching the boys, I see VJ Edgecombe, who, you know, plays for Lujai. After the season, I did a couple of Lujai games, and then, you know, we had the fortunate experience to. You know, Coach Rady called me up one day and was like, you know, we got something really informal. If you can come down, cool. And I ref by myself. And, like, I love reffing by myself because, like, I remember the first time I did a softball game by myself, boy, I turned into a different ref right there. You know, like, I went in my car. I'm like, I can't believe that I faked my way in being a leader that whole time. And, like, it's not fake no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing worse than when adult softball gets out of control. Telling you.
Yeah.
It's terrible. So you don't never want to be in that situation. But once you can handle that, I think I could rev Lujai by myself in a controlled scrimmage. So I was able to do that. But then, you know, I try to segue and get you opportunity. And, you know, that's really important for me. I want to say in the position that I am in, as a referee, as creating referee ran, as, you know, my responsibility of somebody that is at a stature where, you know, a lot of people watch what I do. I try to pay it forward and give opportunities to other people. And, you know, I hope that you are able to benefit off of that because my network personally is only as good as the people that are in my network, right? So, you know, I'm hoping at some point in time you're going to get your own situation, you're going to pull me in.
and pay for it.
I don't know when that's going to happen. But it will happen at some point. It might happen in Girls Lacrosse. It might happen. Who knows? But I was able to pull you in on two Lujai scrimmages where they were preparing for the McDonald's All-American game and the Nationals. So, that goes from like middle school to doing lacrosse to flag football to like, now you're reffing the number one team in the country in basketball. So what was that experience like for you? Aside from, reffing with me, which I would hope that it just at least eased the burden of you feeling like nervous or anything. Good.
It definitely was a crazy thing to do, but it was cool. Obviously, working with you, I didn't have to worry about stepping in, and I had you as my, I guess, for lack of better terms, I guess, safety blanket, I guess. But it was a scrimmage though, so the girls were good, the coaches, everyone was made the whole experience feel comfortable. So I hadn't worried about any of those things. I had to go out there, look the part, but it was just really. It's funny. I think I told you during the first game, there was a point in the game where
which one are you talking about? You talking about the
against the
eighth grade boy team?
Was it the Lightning? Who did they play?
They played the Empire grade.
Okay,
team. And they were good.
No, they were.
They were good.
They were really good. But
they were in eighth grade though.
There's a point in the game where I'm reffing now. Like I see myself reffing. I'm watching things unfold, but I had to kind of like step away from myself and like this is kind of crazy. This is kind of cool. Like these girls are really good.
Also,
like,
those kids are going to be really good too.
Yes, but like the things they were doing on the court,
insane, insane, insane. My face is scrunched every time. Like, it's not even like because I'm used to reffing talent, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely used to reffing. I'm not used to reffing like two on the same team.
Yeah.
Now we talk about eight on the same team, mm-hmm. and they just keep coming at you. It's awful.
Yeah.
And they act like they're not good.
But not even that though. Like a few times, like early in the game, I almost blew up, yo. I almost like kind of like, hold on, I'm getting winded here. Like they are moving. Like what is happening?
Yeah. Yeah. And the final thing I'll say is that game against Mount Verde. Mm-hmm. One of the girls, I think she's like number three in the country. I think she played in that game.
Swartz?
No. The girl from Mount Verde.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
That was the fastest basketball player I've ever reffed in my life.
Mm.
She is so fast. She is cooking all of them. It's just that they Lujai was a better team.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was at will faster than all of them. And you know how fast they are, right?
Yeah.
She faster than all of them.
Sheesh.
Yeah, man. So, what are you looking forward to? I guess lacrosse season, and then the summer, and then
this is something you told me to do. Really, just stay in the moment and really just enjoy the experience. Because where you're at, you're it's more of a grind, I guess. It's more of a, you got these high, Lujai and Mount Verde games, whatever. There's a lot more pressure. And my games I'm doing, there's no pressure. It's cool. I mean, it's the pressure from, like, the coaches and those things. But it's definitely really on me, really.
Right.
All I got to do is just show up, look the part, and be good at my job. But, like, just stay in the moment, enjoy the games, just... Because, who knows? I mean, listen, it's 2024, man. Like, I'm blessed. I'm married. I have my family. I have so many things that's dope with my life right now. And I'm kind of just, I'm reffing a basketball game, man. Like, yeah. I have nothing to worry about. This is just, I'm getting paid to do this too.
Word.
Good money. Like, I'm good,
even
man.
Even when
I'm
you
good
do it, you get money. It's so crazy.
It's crazy, yeah.
All right, so we're going to wrap this up. I'm looking forward to you helping me with referee ramp. But this is just the start, man. This is a good recap. We'll leave some more meat on the bones because, in 3 months' time, we're going to be done with lacrosse and we just get back on here and just, like, debrief. Like,
that should be fun.
Watch. It's going to be like, I did two varsity games because you know how I do. Any final words you want to say before we part ways?
Man. I'm just excited for the ride. And lacrosse and basketball, everything, man. I'm here for it.
Are you doing a fall sport this year?
And
you going to get into flag football or what?
Nah, baby steps. I'm gonna do the boys class.
Right, doing the boys class.
Yeah,
that's enough. I think.
Yeah,
that's enough.
Yeah.
Devin Ellerby, this is Ralph the Ref. This is the Rant. We are signing out. Peace.
All right.